1027 Breakfast.
It is a Thursday morning, which means that Reverend Shona comes into the studio. And she's here this morning on a public holiday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Shona. Nice and early on a Thursday morning on a Human Rights Day.
It's a beautiful day and a beautiful sunrise. And of course, today we do commemorate those who lost their lives and who fought for our struggle.
We think back to Sharpeville, I think. That's the most infamous day in South African history, when we think back today and think of those people.
And we pray for the families.
And the families. Absolutely.
But today I'm also looking at life being about the journey and not just the destination. Yesterday at St. Mark's, all the little school kids broke up and there was this huge excitement. Some obviously going on holiday, a lot not. But for those who were going on holiday, they were talking about their trip and where they were going and what was happening in their lives. And I can remember as a child, I had a father who seemed to only care about getting to the destination as quickly and as safely as possible. So I remember sitting in the back of the car wondering what was in all those little farm stalls as we went racing past. Or as we flew through the little towns, I would wonder who lived there, whether there was anything interesting in those towns. And I longed to stop and explore. When my children were younger, I seemed to be like my father, leaving early and trying to get there as fast as possible. And maybe, I don't know, Simon, maybe your children were like that. Mine were quite fractious in the car and every now and then started a fight.
Yep.
But now I love going on a journey, right from packing the car, filling up with fuel and setting off. I love to stop at all the interesting little places along the way, explore, learn and experience, go through all the little tiny stalls and towns, seeing who's living there, what's going on there.
I drive past Harry Smith, and I always look into the little roads and think, I wonder what they're doing this morning as I'm driving down to Durban. And I long to go into that. I never do, but I long to do it.
Now I do. I do stop and go in.
Oh, wow.
So instead of keeping my eyes fixed on the destination and the clock, and I think a lot of people fight with Waze and try to beat it, wondering when we're going to arrive, I'm now fully awake to the moment. And I do wish I'd taught my children to appreciate the journey and not just concentrate on the destination. Sometimes the journey is filled with fun. It can be challenging if you go off into those little places, but there are always things to explore and learn. And if we look at life, we're often fixated on the destination. At high school, what were you waiting for? You're waiting for matric.
Yeah.
When you finish matric, you may have gone to varsity, you're waiting to graduate. Then you're waiting to work, then you're waiting sometimes to get married, have children, whatever your goals are. And we forget it's actually about the journey. When I'm with people with a terminal illness, I remind them that they are still this side of eternity and that they have today to live. For me, it's about waking up, opening our eyes and living today. Now, next week, I'm going to speak about perspective. But for now, if you're going away for the holidays, whatever you're doing today, I wish you safe travels, exploring new things and places. And let's not forget to enjoy every moment of today, or at least to live it, because we are on a journey. God bless.
Jada, before you do go, you remind me of a line that my mother used to say all the time. We would drive somewhere and someone would drive past us at 120 kilometers an hour. And
it would have been my dad.
And she would say, they're not going to get there any faster. And I used to think, yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. I mean, why are you saying that? Anyway, Shona, thank you very much for coming in. Have a blessed day. And if you want to catch Reverend Shona, you can. There's two ways. This coming Sunday at 6 o'clock, she'll be live. And there's also a video that we post out to our Facebook page every day for you to, well, watch in your own time at home and on your mobile device. So two different ways. Shona, thank you very much for coming in. And have a wonderful Human Rights Day.
Thank you, and you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.